of the cross.
That's right. Put your piece cross there first like this, you know. Then put your pieces on there.
Uh-huh.
See?
And these would have nails in them.
Yeah, they had their nails in them.
Uh-huh. But the rail fence didn't have any nails?
No, the rail fence couldn't put no nails on that at all.
Well, now,
before the car, your car shoved the fence off, you put pieces in the lock of that fence, like that. See, you feel me like that?
Yeah.
Put one on this side, one on that side, that keep the car from pressure.
Uh-huh, so they'd be sort of...
Solid.
Uh-huh.
Keep the car from shoving over there, see?
Okay.
I've done all that. Yes, sir, I've done all of that.
Well, now, what about a picket fence or a paling fence?
Well, that's what I'm talking about, a picket fence, no, make a picket fence. See if you don't make a picket fence like that, and one and then cut them for forks.
Yeah.
And then there's pieces like on the side there, see? That's mm-hmm. called a picket fence.
It'd be about this high?
You can make it higher you want it, or lower you want it.
Well, would there be little spaces in between the pickets?
That's just about that for a part.
Uh-huh, okay.
I had to build that. Yeah, I had to build all that.
Well, you're a good man for me to talk to. Finding out all kinds of things.
I done been also, what you talking about there, I done also that. Every bit of all kinds of fence. I done built all kinds of fence.
Mm-hmm.
You see, them days I ain't no wire at all. I had to put a rail fence.
I don't guess there are too many nails either when you... Well,
no, you don't take many nails at all.
Uh-huh.
You see now people put 7-inch nails in a board or anything now. You full of enough mud nails.
Mm-hmm.
You see, nails them days down, because it was cheap. But now people don't put it. I can get one nail put in a bowl instead. It could cause how wide the bowl is.
Uh huh.
See, you had to go by the bowl, how wide the bowl is. It's like one bowl wide in my hand, but put one nail at the bottom and top. Have to put a crease in there, put one in the middle.
Mm
hmm. In the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, if you put a rail up here, cross this way, to your post, you get a 20 nail and put 20 in that piece and on that side. Any kind of nail in here on a balance. 6 or 8 inches you want to put there.
Uh-huh. But you really got to know what you're doing if you're going to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, see, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's like a board out, it's like you're building a house. You can have all kinds of nails building a house.
Uh-huh.
When I built a house, I had all kinds of nails. I built it out myself, yeah.
Did you really? This house you built?
Yeah, always like you said, done this house. I done it a bit.
For goodness sake.
Everything you've done since you've worked in this house, I done it. So I learned it that.
Uh-huh.
I used to work with them carpenters. Now you take. And I went to the shipyard, and Union Bag all down there, been in Union Bag.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I done all kinds of different, I'm seeing carpenter, put the thing up, I done a whole lot from there, too.
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
I was working up 12 years at Union Bag. I went there to the women people and everything. I went there and started the Union Bag, and I went up, foot, clean that ground up. I was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked there 12 years. At Union Bag. Then I left Union Bag, they went to World War II.
Uh-huh.
And went airborne kids at the shipyard. We had them boys go and send stuff over on there. And so I went to make more shipyard 2 years. At Port
Winston. Uh-huh.
When I come back, I went back to Union Bag.
Did you like working for the Union Bag?
No, she never worked at Union Bag.
Uh-huh.
She never put working in Chatham County at all.
Uh-huh.
Most she done, you know, work on a farm and done house work.
Mm-hmm.
Since she been in Chatham County, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I done all kinds of different work. I was working as a little boy.
Uh-huh.
When I was about 12 years old, you had me pick up chips and all kinds, cutting wood and all kinds, until I got grown.
Uh-huh.
And Papa told me, don't you leave me there, you know what you doing. When I worked out of my house, I told him I was a man, I've been a man ever since. No, how to do any kind of work. I saw a mill right down here, 20 years,
mm-hmm.
in the woods. Saw a log, haul log, and fire the mill, and then all anything around saw a mill, I done it. I done some hard work. Sometimes we had time to eat.
Mm-hmm.